here to tell you the truth. It's going to hurt you, mister, more than it hurts me. I guarantee it. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Monday, February 10th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the economy is moving, and that's true in cyberspace as well. Bitcoin just surged through the $10,000 mark, maybe on its way to setting all-time records for value. Cryptocurrency is soaring. Number two, could today be the end of the line for Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren? New Hampshire primary comes tomorrow, and if it's not good news, it could be all she wrote. The fat lady may not be singing, but she is humming pretty loud. And number one, impeachment is over and the president is flying high and the money is pouring in at an unprecedented rate. In fact, just on the question of impeachment alone, the RNC and the NRCC and the Trump campaign brought in $120 million just shy over the last few weeks. Just on what do you think about impeachment? Should you give $5 plus a million new donors to the Republican coffers? A million new donors to the Republican coffers. That's big news. Yeah, a Bitcoin surpassing $10,000, rising above the key psychological level and climbing to its highest level since October. By the way, its record high somewhere just over 11,000. But that digital currency is doing very, very well. Is it another reflection of the quality of the economy? It seems to be. Seems to be another reflection of the quality of the economy and where we're going from here. So as you look at the stock market, as you look at Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, all on the upswing again as of late last week, in places we've never gone before, in incredible places we've never gone before. And the good news here is that it looks like it's going to ride through 2020 into 2021. Which presents some really unique challenges. Because remember, Wall Street isn't looking at what's happening today. When Wall Street says yes and responds by the numbers going up, Wall Street's looking 6 months down the road, 9 months down the road, a year down the road. Wall Street believes that Donald Trump is going to be reelected. Wall Street believes that Donald Trump is going to be reelected and that the Democrats, like old Joe, well, they just don't stand a chance. And speaking of the former vice president, Joe Biden, struggling he is to keep his campaign afloat. He is in the late stages of his third and final run for president. Trust me on this. The diagnosis is not good. Yeah, he's in the late stages of this campaign already. And with ideas like this, I'm going to give you an example here. It is certain that he will never stand a chance after South Carolina. He'll make it to South Carolina because that's been his firewall all along. Then after that, it's over for Joe Biden. Bite number two, I'll tell you why. Bite number two, go.
But here's the deal. You've got to be able to bring people together to say, I know this is going to, by the way, it's not going to make you feel good if I say, you're going to lose your job, but I promise I can get you a job chopping wood. I get you another job. You got to make it certain. And the one thing that, not one thing, one of the things Andrew Yang and I agree on, and I mean it sincerely, is the single greatest threat we have to being able to get a lot of this done is that we are in the fourth industrial revolution, where the question is, who's going to have jobs? Will there be middle class of all the technological change taking place? And that's why I've insisted that we insist that every single solitary person eligible, including those who are lost their jobs, are able to go to free community college and be retrained. There's millions of jobs out there that pay somewhere between $40 and $50 an hour. But so
there you are again. More free stuff. More free stuff and giveaways and demands, really. But here's the problem. If you have viable jobs and careers out there currently, and those jobs and careers are snuffed out because of political regulation and the political shifts of the day, therein lies the problem, Mr. Vice President. The problem is not only the fact that people have jobs, because, yes, you can retrain them for free, but in the meantime, who pays their mortgage? Right? Who pays the light bill? You're going to force these people out of work and force them into green jobs with the Green New Deal. But that transition, is it 6 months? A year? 5 years? What happens to these people over this period of time, whatever it turns out to be, that you're so anxious to get started with, that you're so optimistic will be no problem. We'll take care of it. Well, we'll give you free college and free retraining. Okay, who pays the bills in between? It's completely unrealistic. It's madness, frankly. It's total madness. Continuing with old Joe, because he's ready, by the way, to take away the tax cuts from everyone, you included. You included. He's ready to take tax cuts away from everyone. He has better ways to spend that money than you do. Frankly, who the hell are you? You earned a little money, so what? You live in this country, you owe it to us. You owe it to us, dog face, pony soldier. Bite number three, old Joe. Tax cuts away from everybody. Bite three, go.
Because a lot of you, because of the cost, are wasting a lot of energy. You have your windows, your doors, your ceilings, your insulation, etc. And if we do that with tax credits and take some of the $1.6 trillion in tax credits he's given away to everybody out there, and we can do that. That will have a significant impact.
The tax cuts he's given away to everybody out there. You included. I told you it was going to be you too. You're also going to lose your tax cut because, well, frankly, you don't deserve it. We need more regulation. We need to make sure we have enough money in the coffers to pay for health care for the whole damn world. I'm telling you, everybody gets it. Line up to the pay window. Everybody gets it. Doesn't matter. You know, that when you treat America as the piggy bank for the world and we're $21 or $22 trillion in debt, maybe that's not working so well. Does that occur to anyone that maybe it's not that good of a plan to bankrupt the country and continue to brag? We're the richest country in the world, are we? We're the biggest debtor nation in the world. That's true. $22 trillion in debt makes us the biggest debtor nation in the world. Wealthiest? I suppose it depends on how you make that measurement. But you can't afford to pay for everything all the time for everyone, endlessly. Doesn't work that way. Can't work that way. It's not possible. You know it, and so do I. Anybody that can master first grade mathematics can figure that out. You know, see, we brought in a dollar, we spent two. We brought in a dollar, we spent two. We brought in a... You get it. It doesn't work that way. Well, we'll just tax the people more. People made $3, we'll tax them one. People made $3, now we tax them two. So now we spend $2, bring in $2, but then we want to spend two and a half. We'll tax them more. That's the endless plan. That's the genius plan put forth here, right? It's enough. At any rate, we're going to get to Bernie Sanders and his snake oil and everything he's selling straight ahead. Plus some health news for you. Always important health news for you as well. And then coming up a bit later, Alan Sachs will be here, the professor. Fresh in from Texas, of course. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Remember, the Steve Gruber Show on Facebook. Be sure to go there. Make a note. Tell your friends. Let's gather around the campfire, kids. It'll be a movement.
I'm a small business owner, and I know the importance of keeping quality employees and staying focused on the bottom line. As a member of the Michigan Chamber, I now can do both through an incredible retirement benefit program called the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Plan. Now I can offer my employees a competitive 401k plan, which enhances their benefits, keeps my costs down, and I don't have to deal with any of the administrative headaches. Saving money, enhancing our benefits, treating our employees like family, allows us to retain top employees and grow. The plan is administered through TriStar Trust Bank, a Michigan bank, and gives me a competitive advantage to help me attract and retain quality employees, all while saving money. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy, they do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.